Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. First John chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." Amen. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for this morning. We just come before you and ask you to come and speak to us and help us to pray today and help us to just connect with you today, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I also wanted to look at another passage, Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans 8, 29. "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." So, amen. I just wanted to briefly just talk about, you know, how we had a fantastic retreat, right? Most of us had a wonderful time really connecting with God, and God came and did some amazing things. And I was at house church yesterday, and people were sharing some testimonies of what God had done in their lives, and some of the things that God put in their hearts to do since coming back from the retreat. And I was also coming back from the retreat with Kenny and Tom on the van carrying all our equipment. And we're just talking about, yeah, the retreat was really good and God really met us, but how can we continue to live in the things that God had shown us? You know how, like, the challenge is now, right, for us to really continue in what God has done. And because retreats just, I mean, it's a weekend away, and usually we have an amazing time connecting with him. But the challenge is coming back from the retreat. And also Revelations chapter 12, verse 10 calls Satan the accuser of the brethren, right? He's one to come to God and come into our own hearts, and he starts accusing us, you know, of not being good enough and not doing well enough. And so what happens after we come back from a time like this is that he's going to start accusing us, and he'll start putting lies into our heads and saying, you know, what happened at the retreat, it was just that. It was just a retreat experience. And there's no life change that's going to happen in your heart. And there's nothing that's going to continue. And it starts putting these thoughts into our heads and accusing us and saying, you know, you're still just the same old person that you were. You know, nothing really happened. And you're not going to be able to continue in this. So I just wanted to kind of come today and really break that lie that says, you know, we're not going to be able to continue, we're not going to be able to live out the things that God has done at the retreat. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 tells us, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." And I like this verse because it calls us little children, and I feel like it takes the pressure off of us from having to strive and having to do all these things. It's not us saying, hey, we're going to try our hardest, and maybe if we try and try and try, then maybe we'll make it and we'll be able to overcome the evil one. But it's not like that. It says, hey, you're little children, and really there isn't much that you can do. But he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And that's the contrast. God is in us. The evil one is not in us. He's out there in the world tempting us and bringing these things against us, but we have a Holy Spirit inside of us. And that's a great difference, right? The evil one's not in our hearts, and it's not a battle between the evil and the good in our hearts. Evil one's out there attacking and doing these things, but we have the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians, I forget the verse where it says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, right? The Holy Spirit is living inside of us. The same Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead lives in us and gives us the power, empowers us. And then Romans chapter 8, 29. I really like this verse because the one, like, a few years ago, I was quite struggling with some stuff, and I was quite, like, getting down on myself and thinking, you know, like, it's so hard, and I don't know if I can do this life and overcome. And then it says, you know, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. And, you know, I don't want to get into this whole talk about predestination, as in God has chosen people ahead of time to become Christians. And you know, we can get into this whole debate, but I mean, this passage tells us whom God foreknew. He foreknew us, right? Before we even became a Christian, he foreknew us and he chose us to become a Christian. And he says, for those people, he also predestined. Like, he determined ahead of time that we are going to become conformed to the image of his son. As in, it's not... It's beyond my own decision and my own commitment. God has predestined me to become conformed to the image of his son. And I so desperately want to be like his son, right? I'm like, oh, but I'm so bad at this, and I suck at this, and I have this problem. But God comes and says, no, I predestined you. I'm the one that chose you. I'm the one that brought you to myself in the first place. And I'm the one that chose you, and I'm the one that's going to do it, so that you become conformed to the image of my son. So the pressure, again, is off of me. And not to say that we just don't do anything. You know, I mean, we live this life as if it depended upon us, right? So we try hard, and we do the best that we can, and we commit ourselves to God. But at the end of everything, we understand that it is God who chooses us and works in our lives to bring us into the image of his son. And so we're overcomers, right? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And no matter what the accuser of the brethren says to you and says, you amount to nothing, and you're not going to be able to come out of the place you are in before you became, or before you came to the retreat, and all these lies. He's also called the father of lies. Right? He brings lies, and he's really good at deceiving and telling us, just messing with our mind. But I want us to understand that we are overcomers. Little children. We are little children, but because of the one that is inside of us, we are one to overcome. So let's just close our eyes and let the Holy Spirit speak to us and give us the strength that we need today to continue in the things that God has shown us. Sing this song together. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Yeah.
give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because His given Jesus Christ, His Son. The weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say, let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Sing from the top, give thanks with a grateful heart.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Give thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Give thanks to God together. Let's just praise Him and thank Him for what He did at the retreat. And we can truly confess, you know, even though we were poor and weak, God has now made us rich in Him and strong in Him. So let's give thanks to God for what He has done in our lives and also at this retreat specifically. So just give Him praise and thanksgiving. Let's pray for the house churches that meet tonight. On Thursday, we have Pacific Place House Church and Conduit, which is Sandro and GA. So let's pray for those two. And also, Lan Kwai Fong House Church is meeting today. They changed the date, so it's Matt and Sophia. So Mike and Angie, GA, Sandro, and Matt and Sophia. Let's lift up these house churches that God would really come and minister to them as they share about their retreat and stuff. So let's pray. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for YWAM here in Hong Kong that we are supporting. There's the DTS team that's traveling right now. They're in the Philippines. Let's pray that God really blesses them. It's Fabi and Soyoung and Steph and Vanessa and those guys. So let's pray for them. And also let's pray for Godwin's ministry, the Shanti ministry out in Yuen Long. Let's pray that God really blesses him and anoints him and his family. And also Sports Services International, let's pray that God really blesses them and uses them here in Hong Kong. Let's pray for Face to Face, Jimmy and Grace. Let's pray that God speaks through them and uses them to heal people and to show God's love. And also let's pray for Zhengsheng College. Let's pray for just favor and strength for Alman as he goes through some difficult times, right, with all the allegations. And let's pray that God continues to bless the school and opens the door for them to move. And we can also lift up Armanda and Feed the Hungry, that God just blesses her and gives her wisdom as she leads. So let's pray for these things that we're supporting here in Hong Kong. And lastly, let's pray for our building, our search. Let's pray that God really provides the funds for us. This is the year of the impossible. And one of the things I believe is our church building. So let's pray that God would lead us to the best, most perfect building. And that God would provide for our church to buy this sanctuary. So let's pray for the church and the sanctuary that God would provide for us. God, we thank you for today. We thank you that you are faithful to complete what you have begun in us. Lord, we thank you that we have overcome the world because of the one that is in us. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are inside of each of us. You know that we're not fighting on our own, but Holy Spirit, you fight for us. And we are just your little children resting in you, Lord. So God, come, and we want to overcome, Lord. We want to be victorious today. We want to live lives of victory today, God. So Lord, we come against the accuser of the brethren, and we pray, Father, that you open our hearts and eyes and ears to know, God, whether it's a lie of the enemy, you know, and to come against that today. And we want to bless you today. So come, strengthen us, Lord, and we thank you for, you know, once we were weak and poor, God, but you have made us strong and rich now in you, Lord. We thank you, God. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So have a great day, guys, and God bless you today.